This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. And thank you for being in class today. And our plan is to deliver actionable, useful training. And if you feel that you have not received at least one bit of training in each of our classes, Monday through Friday, on the bottom of your radio, there is an address. And you can write that address on a prepaid, self-addressed, stamped envelope and request a full refund for the amount that you paid for your class. And that has been approved by the board of directors of USA Prepares, because the board has decided that entertainment is not what we're about. We're about education, which is something that we've always been about. So I'm delighted to be broadcasting today. Hour number one is with Kyle. Hour number two is with Bert. And hour number one, we're going to be talking about tools. This is the second class on tools and what you need to look for should you decide to buy some of these tools. And we're going to focus not little snippets, but in detail what you should look for. And that way you will not be making a mistake. And it will be based on over 100 years of combined experience with buying tools. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. I love your laugh. You know, you start your program all the time out with that, and it just sets the tone for everything, and I love it. You know, it's so fun.
Yeah, well, let me tell you the genesis of that, and I've only said it maybe once or twice. When I first started broadcasting, I was threatened by a government politician, a really, really high-level guy. And he threatened me, and he said that if I didn't stop broadcasting, if I didn't stop having Get Prepared Expos, he was going to expose me as someone who believed in UFOs, aliens, wanted to overthrow the U.S. government, and something else. And I laughed at him.
Yeah.
And I said, go ahead. He said he was going to call a press conference. And, that's what these guys do. You know, these guys are used to saying, look at me. I'm talking about, you know, politicians who beg for money, that, you know, don't know much, and, you know, they don't know science, and they don't know mechanics, and they don't know arithmetic. They know how to beg. And actually, they go to a school. Literally, there's a school for beggars, and it's a political school, and they're taught how to go begging for money so they can get their first job by, you know, buying advertising, and then they can keep their job by begging for more money. But literally, they're taught how to, you know, have press conferences and things. And he said he was going to have over 80 media outlets when he called the press conference just about me, you know, about this guy on the radio who, you know, believes in UFOs and aliens. And I said, well, you know, some of that stuff is true. But the part about, you know, the armed insurrection, no, that's not true. And the violent overthrow of the United States government, well, that's not true. But the UFOs and aliens, you know, actually, one of my instructors, I mean, we're off on a tangent, but one of my instructors was Carl Sagan, the world's famous astronomer. And he taught us, he put this equation on the board at the university, and the equation said, if you know, you look at this many planets and this many moons and this many solar systems and this many suns, you come up with the result of how many possible places like Earth are there? And with that many, how many would have life like ours? And how many of them would have an atmosphere like ours? And the answer is we would have to be arrogant and ignorant to think that we were the highest and best and the only in the entire universe. So do I believe in UFOs and aliens? I've never seen one. But do I think they could exist? Absolutely. And UFO stands for unidentified flying object. So it doesn't mean that it's a spaceship that's piloted by Martians or Venusians or something else. It just means that we don't know what it was. And I believe that there absolutely are UFOs. So that's kind of off on a tangent, but that's why.
Yeah, I'm almost sure I had a fifth grade teacher, and I'm almost sure he was an alien.
So Kyle, we're going to talk about jumping to tools just a second.
I got to tell you about my latest purchase, because after I was looking around at a pawn shop, and they had a box of a small box. It was probably about 2.5 inches wide and about 14 inches long. And it was rusty on the outside, but it said Montgomery Wards on the outside of it. And like I said, the box itself was kind of rusty. And I opened that thing up, and it had just a breaker bar, which is the way it came. It was a breaker bar, shallow, 12-point, and it said hardened sockets on them, hardened steel. And they had that entire set from 3/8 to 1 inch on there for $9. I couldn't believe it.
You're not going to believe this either. So last night I was searching for Montgomery Ward's Power Craft socket set. And literally. And the reason I was I have a set. It's a quarter inch, and I let a guy use the quarter inch breaker bar, and he just thought it was 12 inches long. It's more like 5 inches long, and he broke it. So I was looking for a replacement, and that Montgomery Ward's ratchet that I had from this would be like the 60s, I guess, and it was Power Craft lifetime guarantee. Except there's no Montgomery Ward's anymore to honor the warranty, but it is the finest fine-tooth quarter-inch ratchet on the planet. So that's why I was looking for it. But very interesting. The commonalities of the things that we talk about and find, same days, I mean, unbelievable, uncanny. Kyle, I have on our list for today, this is the second in the series of tools. I have on our list a few things. One would be oil-changing tools. Oil filter wrenches, drain pans, air tools, air hoses, and the maintenance of air tools oiling them, etc. Where would you like to start?
We can start with oil filter wrenches, because there's, in my opinion, a lot of ways to go with that. And I've sort of landed in three little categories with oil filter wrenches. So when I had a diesel truck, I found a handle with it's got a loop on it, and it tightens up with if you turn it one direction, you can tighten it, and if you turn it and you turn the wrench around and you tighten it down, it kind of cinches up around the oil filter, and it'll take stuff off. Well, and the handle articulates back and forth. That's what I landed on for my diesel truck at the time when I had one, because it just was so incredibly handy. But I don't have a diesel anymore. I've got a regular gas engine, and they're a newer one. So they're all General Motors, but the engines in them are both 350 Chevys, and they have a smaller filter on them. And we have, I don't know, three other cars around our place that all require these smaller filters. And what I have found is the smaller the filter, they don't require as much torque, seemingly, to be able to get them to come undone. And so they have these little caps that is like a sort of a giant socket, if you will, but it's made out of thin metal. And it's got the, and you just stick a ratchet extension, either a ratchet in there, or you can stick an extension in there if you got to kind of reach up to get it. Or like on our Toyotas, it fits in from the top, and you can just put that right over the end of it, bust it loose, and take your filter out real easily with these little capped units. I really like them. I have one other oil filter wrench that I use with my daughter, her car when she comes over. Sometimes she'll come over and we'll change the oil together just to spend some time together and things. But anyway, and it is, it has three notches in it. And it's for a smaller filter, medium-sized filter, and then a big filter. And it also has a lading handle. But it has become, for certain ones, that works out very well. And when you turn on the side of the filter, it tends to crimp it. So if you do that, if you use that one in particular, you better make sure it's coming off, because it's going to destroy the filter if it doesn't. The rest of them won't destroy the filter, but this one in particular, if you really got to put some pressure against it and crimp it, so that, I mean, make sure it's going to come off. If you ever come across one, enough, which has only been one in my life that I did not think, the guy must have put it on there with an impact wrench somehow, but it was, I'd almost at the point where I wasn't sure I was going to get it off. And I was able to use that oil filter wrench, and I was crushing it before it broke loose.
Okay, now, would you say this is this a three-jaw adjustable oil filter wrench that you put a socket? Okay, and as you turn it, it gets tighter and tighter, and it squeezes against the oil filter can from the bottom of the can. Is that correct? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, there's two of them. The one that is the one that is the, like a large socket fits with a, has a ratchet, and it fits on the bottom of the can. The other one that I was, the last one that I talked about there has three jaws, and you move this little notch, in or out depending on how big the filter is. And if it's a small filter, you can go to the small notch. And if it's a medium-sized filter, you could go, like, say, a PH-8A. They used to be on the old style through Chevy 350s and 400s and stuff. Anyway, you would go to the medium-sized one. And if it's a diesel one, you go to the large one. And as you collapse, as you pull on that handle, it collapses around the filter, and it will, if you keep pulling and the filter's not moving, it will crush the filter. It puts so much torque on the side of the can of the filter.
Okay. And that's what I thought you were saying. So the end cap wrenches, they look like jar lids, class, with a place to put in a socket extension, like 3/8 of an inch socket extension. And our son came home with some from the Chinese factory tool outlet, and not one of them of the 6-piece set fit any oil filters we've ever used. And that would be foreign oil filters like Toyota other brands, as well as the U.S. So they haven't worked for us, but I do.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. This is the second class on tools for your consideration. Tools that we think you might need if you decide to do the kinds of things in maintenance that we believe you should be actively learning more about if you haven't done it yet. So these oil filter end cap wrenches, they look like jar caps that you would put a socket extension into and turn it with a socket, and they have flat spots on it to correspond with the flats on the end of the oil filter. Well, the ones that came from the Chinese factory tool outlet years ago, there were probably six of them for maybe $10 or something. The dimensions were not right and they didn't work. But that doesn't mean you should paint all of these end cap oil filter wrenches with the same brush, because we have some made by a company called OEM, as in Original Equipment Manufacturer Tools, OEM Tools, and they are magnificent, absolutely magnificent. And I can't recommend OEM Tools, OEM brand tools, highly enough. I really like them. They're sold by AutoZone. You can get them on Amazon. The oil filter wrench that I use most often is this. It's called a. It's the one Kyle was talking about. It's a strap. I'm sorry. It's a band wrench. A strap wrench is different. This is a band. It has a metal band. It has a flexible handle on it. And you, as you tighten it, as you pull this handle, it wraps this strap tighter and tighter and tighter against the outside of the oil filter. I've never had one crush except in one instance, and I'll tell you about that. They are the best, and they come in different sizes. So if you think one size is going to fit all, that is not the case, because they have a range of oil filter size. So if you're going to buy one of these, measure the diameter of your oil filter so you get the right one. They're about $5. You can get them at or maybe $6 or $7 if you get one at AutoZone. You can also get them for a little more money from Amazon. I've never used the one with the three jaws. It makes sense. But I wanted to say that if you have a strap wrench, and if it's too big, and that was the case for me when I was younger and I didn't have any money as a teenager, I had an oil filter wrench, the strap wrench, I'm sorry, the band wrench, and it was too big. So what I did was I took a socket, a deep well socket, and I placed it in the same orientation as the oil filter, between the oil filter and the band wrench. And that took up the extra space, and I was able to get the oil filter off. So that's a tip that you probably won't hear anywhere else except right here at USA Prepares. The next thing I wanted to talk about with Kyle is he had this oil filter that was really hard to get off. And that occurs when the guy before you works on a car and he does not put oil on the rubber O-ring or gasket when you tighten it down. And there's an art and a science to tightening these oil filters down. So if they over-tighten them or they forget to put the oil on it, you're going to have a really tough time getting the oil filter off. And the oil that you use is the fresh oil that you put in your engine when you're filling it for that oil change. So you can take a Q-tip, or we put a rubber glove on and put a couple drops of oil on the tip of our finger with the glove, wipe it around the oil filter O-ring, and of course we clean the mating surface on the engine block so that there's going to be no leaks. And clean that with a clean paper towel over and over and over again, and then put a little bit of oil on that paper towel and then make sure that there's no grit, grime, lint, etc., and that way you won't have any leaks. But Kyle, what have you done to get an oil filter off that just is impossible? It looked like this is going to be a bad thing because now you've already crushed it. And what do you do? Do you have any thoughts?
Well, it's kind of funny you mentioned that, Rat, putting a socket in the if your oil filter wrench is too big, because I have done that. But that was, like you said, it's really funny because I didn't even think about that until you said it. I did it way back in high school when I was in auto mechanics, and I was, always scraping to kind of come up with some extra money. And I did not have I bought a car. And I had taken everything I had, and I was going to change the oil, but my oil filter wrench was too big, so I stuck a socket in there. One other time, as you were talking there, I happened to remember I was crushing. I actually had used this three-jawed thing, and it was starting to crush it. And so I had a large, long screwdriver. And I thought, if I don't do something quick, I'm not going to get this thing off here. It's just going to fold in. So I drove a screwdriver right next to the engine block as close to the front of the filter as I could get it.
Right,
I drove it.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Under President Trump's administration, about 300 children crossed the border in an attempt to get into the United States. President Biden touting open borders during his campaigning, a Customs and Border Protection staffer told Biden officials Thursday the agency is now projecting 13,000 unaccompanied children will cross the border in May of 2021. The U.S. military conducted airstrikes against Iranian-backed militia groups in eastern Syria late Thursday. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby confirmed multiple structures belonging to the Iranian-backed forces were destroyed in a U.S. airstrike. No reports of casualties or damage. Leading female Democratic politicians stayed silent Thursday on the sexual harassment allegations against New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo by former aide Lindsey Boylan, New York Senator Kristen Gillibrand, Vice President Kamala Harris, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez were all no comment. USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. NASCAR Racing Sunday. The Dixie Vodka 400 Homestead Miami Raceway presents some unusual physical features. NASCAR pit crew legend Rocco Williams points out some of the physical challenges crews will face.
I'm going to tell you about these high walls on pit road and Homestead Miami Speedway. I love going to Miami, but at the same time, the pit walls are very high. Concrete pit road, very wide, very long. You're not going to get stuck in between cars there a lot, but a very high pit wall when you're carrying two tires, thank goodness you can hold those two tires not standing on the wall, because that's a long way to come down. At the same time, these guys are geared up and ready for that challenge. It's all about where you pick, and that plays a large role in where you finish in this race.
Rocco gives his opinion on what the best stall picks for drivers are and the strategies.
First pick, the first stall is gone, and every opening out will be gone first. And then after that, it is a free-for-all. You just try to get in where you fit in. Try to get the best spot, and you try to pit around cars you're not racing.
The race starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. Major League Baseball and spring training will get the boys of summer ready to compete. 14 games will be played Sunday. Next week, spring training continues. Monday through Wednesday, we'll have 14 games played each day. Most games will be played in Florida and Arizona. Mike Tyson is not happy about a biopic series about his life streaming on Hulu very soon. Iron Mike. The announcement didn't sit too well with the 54-year-old, who published a statement on social media calling for fans to boycott Hulu. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us, and we're talking about tools that you should consider. And Kyle, so we had a stuck oil filter, and you couldn't get it off, and you used a screwdriver. How'd you use that?
Well, I got as close to the engine block as I could get it, and I drove it right through the oil filter. At the time, I had plenty of room underneath there. It was a long, long time ago, and I should preface this to say It was only once in my entire life have I ever had to do this. And then as I got as close to the oil filter as I could, I had a long screwdriver. It must have been close to 2.5 feet long. And as one of those beater screwdrivers, and I still got it. That's probably, I've had that close to 50 years now. But anyway, I drove that thing in there and I could put enough torque on it with the screwdriver that it broke loose. The interesting thing was, like you said, whoever had changed the oil before did not oil the little rubber seal that's on the bottom of the oil filter. And when I broke that loose, I'll never forget it, because it was my first time I'd ever seen that, you know, that I took this thing off and I looked at that oil filter and I kept thinking to myself, my goodness gracious, and there was no seal on it. I looked at the top, you know, where the oil filter meets up with the engine block, and I had looked at that, and I thought, man, there's no seal on this thing. And it had stuck to the engine block. It was so tight. And so I gently took a knife and checked that. Once I got the seal started coming loose, it went ahead and come undone. But it was, I mean, it was a little bit of a chore, but it wasn't anything compared to getting that the canister off. I wanted to jump just for a second, Vince, back to those oil cap, the end cap filter wrenches. What I did when I was buying those, I went to the store, and I've got a Buick and a couple of Toyotas and then these two Chevys, and when they had a big sale on their filters, pull a bunch of those filters down, and I bought a bunch of them for all of them. And then as I looked at those oil filter wrenches, I made them fit. I found out which ones actually fit, because where I was at the time at O'Reilly's, they had a whole bunch of them, must have been 7 or 8 of them on the shelf, different sizes. And I made sure that they fit just like a socket would go on a bolt for each one of them filters. And I only bought the ones that I needed. And one of the ones that I had also fit my daughter's car well. So don't just buy an assortment pack like Vince was just saying there. Don't do that. Make sure that the one that you get an actual oil filter in your hand at the auto parts store and the oil filter wrench and fit it over the end of it and make sure it fits like a glove. Anyway,
very good.
Go ahead.
Very good. And that's what I was saying, that you can't paint all of these end cap oil filter wrenches with the same brush, because not all of them are junky. But Harbor Freight seems to have the patent on making substandard tools. Now, maybe they have improved them over the years, but the one that we have, the set, is worthless. I mean, we have 6 or 7 of these things that don't fit anything that we can figure that we could use them for. So that's one thing. The band wrench, I think, is the overall best. And I had the same exact experience, had an oil filter. I couldn't get it off. I did exactly what you did. But I took an awl, which is a point. It's like a screwdriver, but it has a point. And it's Craftsman. And I poked a hole in the bottom of the oil filter to drain the oil out so I wouldn't get it all over me. And I caught that in a pan, you know, the oil drip for a while. And then I poked the screwdriver. Now, I used a sharp screwdriver to poke a hole through the side from one side of the oil filter straight through the center to the other side of the oil filter. And then after I poked the hole with a sharp screwdriver, then I put a working screwdriver in there, a longer one, rounded shaft, because round would be better than a squared shaft screwdriver, so you don't tear up the oil filter even more. And then I was able to use the leverage of the long screwdriver through the oil filter to get it off. That's one way. And that only happened once. I tried another way, and I used a sharp-edged screwdriver, a wide blade one, and I tapped around the seam where the oil filter base meets the shell. Okay? That's closest to the engine block. And I thought I might be able to put a dent in the oil filter case seam, tap it tangentially so that I could put a little ding in it and use that as leverage to get that off. That's another way. But I did exactly what Kyle did, push the screwdriver through it, but you have to have room for that. And with modern, you know, many of today's cars, there's not much room. Trucks, a little more room. But as Kyle said, the smaller oil filters, if you have, if they're put on properly with the oil on the gasket, the rubber gasket, you're not going to have these problems. So my first choice is still the band wrench, and that's my go-to. But we have two different sizes, actually three different sizes that we use, like small, medium, and large. And I think you can get them on, here's one on Amazon, OEM Tools. It's called a swivel oil filter wrench. So it's fairly expensive in my book, $13.43, because I remember them being like $1.99. But what, you know, but that's when I bought mine, probably when Kyle was buying tools too. But I did see one at a yard sale for a dollar, and it was marked $1, and I said, oh, may I buy this? And I got that too. So anyway, that's it for oil filters, unless you have wrenches, unless you have something else, because we can go on to oil filter drain pans, which I think is important as well.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, what's your thought?
I have three different ones, those oil, but what you will find out, especially if you warm your engine up, before you know, let's just say you're the average Joe Blow shade tree mechanic, you don't have a lift. If you drive your car up on, some ramps, it's going to get you about a foot, 10 inches to a foot off of the ground. And, it's best if you can drive your car up on four of them. But some people do not have the, clearance under a lot of times to be able to get up enough height to get the rear wheels up. So you can do it with just the front wheels, but, I don't prefer it that way if you can do it that way. But in any case, if you can get your car up on the ramps, and you have to be very careful. Don't overrun the ramps. I saw that one time. A friend of mine had actually done it, and I helped him get the car off of it. But anyway, he had to jack the car up to pull the ramp, and it didn't quite destroy the ramp, but it sure put a heck of a dent in it, a bend. We had to kind of bend it back. But, so when you get your car up on the ramps and you're going to be careful because if the engine, know this, that if the engine's hot, the oil is hotter. Whatever you can feel on the bottom of that pan, the oil is hotter. And it's going to be like, you know, you get this all over you. Make sure you've got some kind of rubber gloves handy and paper towels handy or rags of some sort to be able to get the oil off of you in a hurry just in case you, because they call them accidents for a reason. They're not called planned destruction. They're actually just called accidents for a reason. So anyway, in case you have an accident and you get oil on you, you want to get that hot oil off as fast as possible. But anyway, you will learn there's kind of an art. You can use a extension with a socket on the end of it, and usually, unless you're careful, and once you learn, you'll be okay. But for a while, you're going to probably drop the oil filter plug, or the oil filter plug, the oil plug in the bottom of the pan. You're going to drop that in your pan because you're just going to move too fast, or you're not going to have the socket up around it deep enough. You're just going to make that mistake. And just, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's as long as you've got an oil catch pan that has, it's got a big hole in the middle, and it'll have a couple of small cross member pieces of plastic so that major parts of debris, and I think they actually do it because people drop their plug from their oil pan a lot of times right into that oil pan. They don't want it to drop down in there, so they probably put those in there for that reason. But in any case, I like the oil pan. My favorite oil pan is one that is probably, I'm guessing, 18 inches wide and 2 feet or 24, 26 inches long. And it one side of it, if it's standing up, you're looking on the right side of it, if you got the whole of just to picture it here, and it drains toward the center from every direction. And I like those bigger ones myself because when the oil comes running out of there, it's going to really be shooting ways out of the oil pan because it's hot liquid. But as it tends to drain down, that angle is going to change because there's not as much pressure pushing the oil out of your oil pan. And so when you get it, when it's down, like in terms of about a 14 inch spread between from the time it comes out till the time it's just dripping on the bottom of the oil pan. So So that's my favorite one. And this one has a handle on the top of it. And it also has a big cap on the end so that if I want to put it into an oil jug or something to store the old used oil, because I use that for posts, wooden posts that I'm going to, put in the ground, or I use it for ones, even I put it on 4x4s and let them soak for a few days, and let that oil soak into the wood. Even if I'm going to put them, so that they're not, even if they're not below ground, I let that old oil soak into those posts and then I'll put them up and use them. I have them on the lean-to of my shop and those posts are sitting on top of concrete, but it sort of preserves them, and I've had them there for years, and I've had one that I had on one, not one post, but one lean-to that I had for years and years and years that lasted just fine. Your comments, Vince?
Sure. We don't throw oil away, used oil. We keep it all. But for the drain pans, we have a few. When I first started changing oil back, you know, when I was a teenager, it was one of those kitchen pots that my mom didn't want to use anymore. And it worked fine, I thought. But, you know, as I got older, I bought one made by Chilton, C-H-I-L-T-O-N, the same company that publishes books for automotive repairs. And it is a round one. It's black. It has a spout that comes off the one end of it. The other end of it has a handle and a vent cap. And in the center of this oil drain pan, it's about 10 quarts or so, it has a funnel shape, so it's depressed at the top, and you can unscrew the center cap, and the oil will drain through into this funnel area to the center point, which is the lowest point of it, and it works great because you can then carry it out because it has a, it's completely
enclosed.
Do you
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Talking about some tools and specifically oil drain pans right now. So, class, there's one made by a company called Hopkins, H-O-P-K-I-N-S. We have one of theirs, and it only has one drawback. The hole in the center of the depressed area, which makes the top part of the drain pan, it's a completely surrounded plastic drain pan. It's round, and it works really well, except the hole that the oil would drain into the cavity that holds the oil is small. Now, if you have a small four-cylinder car, maybe a V6, maybe even a Chevy pickup truck, a half-ton, that's not diesel, you'll be okay. But if you have a diesel that dumps a lot of oil really quickly, the oil coming out of the engine will overrun the size of the hole in this Hopkins oil drain pan. But if you don't have like an 11 or 12 quart system, like a diesel truck might have or a tractor, you'll be fine with this. But my advice to you is do not buy a drain pan that does not have a complete surround, meaning one that's like a pot. Don't buy one of those, because then if you can't dispose of the oil quickly and it sits in this container, it has an open lid. It's like a pot with no lid. So get one that has three features, that has a depressed area in the center, it's completely surrounded, it has a spout for emptying it with a cap, and it has a vent. Okay? And when you start your draining of the oil, open that vent, or the oil will bubble and it'll go splash outside the catchment area of the drain pan. And what you should do is save those boxes, those shipping boxes that, you know, we're all buying things on the internet. So if you get big boxes, cut them flat and put them under your vehicle where you're draining the oil. So, and then the next question is, what do you do with the oil after you've drained it out? Kyle, what do you do?
That's, and other exactly than the soap in the post. Yeah.
Do you ever?
Go ahead.
All right. We never get rid of it. We have all the oil for 15 or 16 years now, still here. So I bought some empty steel 55-gallon drums, and what we used to do is put the oil in the same container that it came in. So if we got a 5-quart jug or a 4-quart jug, we would drain the oil into the pan, then put the drain plug in after, you know, drained overnight, put the drain plug in, the oil filter in, fill the oil filter with fresh oil, lubricate the gasket, put it in, and then pour the oil in. And then we would have this collection of empty oil jugs, and we put the oil back in them and put it in the barn, and they'd be lined up along the wall in the barn. And after we had about 200 feet, literally, of these things end to end, on both sides of this barn, we bought some 55-gallon drums, and we poured out the oil into those drums. And what I try to do is put the same oil back in. So if it's diesel oil, it goes back in the diesel oil jug. If it's, so we've collected the oil based on the, whether it's automatic transmission fluid, diesel engine oil, or gasoline engine oil, and it's now in 55-gallon drums. Because at some point, we may want to heat our house with used engine oil, because that's what gas stations used to do.
Yep. Yeah, the shop that I used to be a manager of, the owner bought a waste oil heater and installed it into into the top of the shop, and it produced an incredible amount of oil. And there's some incredible little inventions that guys have come up with about using different little tanks and having oil drop down in there and blowing, take a little blower motor and put it on there. I'm actually thinking very seriously about trying to do that, because I must have, I don't know, 30 or 40 of those 5-quart jugs at least. I gave a friend of mine who got a really good buy on a bunch of raw pointed posts, and he needed to do some fencing around his house, and he needed to borrow. So I gave him, like, I don't know, 15 of these 5-gallon, or 5-quart jugs to use, so that he could soak his posts before he put them in the ground. But anyway, so I don't have quite as many as I used to. But you definitely want to make sure that the oil you pour from the pan into these jugs are oil jugs, not something like windshield washer fluid jugs, because the windshield washer fluid ones are not compatible with oil, and they will disintegrate in the sunlight, or just the oil itself will cause it to disintegrate. The other thing that you're correct, absolutely correct about having a larger hole in the middle of your oil drain pan and not using the open pans, using one that you can seal up. Because if you leave those open ones, I don't care if you're very careful, if you carry them out there, they're going to get full of twigs and pine needles and bugs and everything else. Then if you ever try to pour it out, it's just going to be a sludgy mess. So, yeah, made that mistake myself.
Yeah, so, class, you want a sealed oil catch pan, drain pan, and I'm okay with the round ones. Now, for an automatic transmission, I think, you know, if I find a rectangular one, I might go for that. But because changing the automatic transmission fluid is messy, because most U.S. manufacturers don't put a drain plug in the automatic transmission pan, so it's always messy. Other than that, the round one is the way to go. Kyle, thanks so much, and we'll do this again. This was number 2 in the series of tools, an in-depth look at what you need to know. So, class, now you know oil filter wrenches and drain pans. Thanks so much, Kyle. Bert's coming up hour 2. And we're going to talk about, thank you, and we're going to be talking about Texas.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.